Hey, boss. So we're back with another episode of the Currently Bossing Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Nicole. And for new listeners, welcome, welcome, welcome. So happy to have you. For returning listeners, thank you for continuing to support the show. So this episode is going to be very honest. I am just going to sit and talk to you about my latest thoughts that I've had. How my year has been. I mean, we're coming to a close to the year. And so I feel like when the year is ending and a new year is beginning, it stirs up all of these emotions, all of these feelings. But hopefully, through me telling my personal story and journey for this year with you, it will motivate you or it'll speak to you in a way that I really needed it to speak to me. And so I'm excited to just be raw and honest with you all. So this year I started off with an episode called The Year of the Balanced Boss. But I have to be honest and say that this year has been far from being balanced for me. I've leaned super hard in some areas and I've neglected others. And if I'm being truthful, I don't regret it at all because it was what needed to be done for the type of season that I was in. So let me just paint the scene for you all a bit. I started off the year in a completely different headspace. I mean, I was in a completely different situation. I was freelancing with a company that literally drained me, but the pay was good. I was still adjusting to life in Boston. So, as you all know, I moved to Boston last November with my then boyfriend. And it was an adjustment, right? Like, moving to a new city is always an adjustment. So, we moved to Boston last year, and I was spending a shit ton of money on maintaining my businesses. I'm gonna have to create a whole separate podcast episode about that because that was a lesson learned in itself. And lastly, my well-being, my zest for life, and all of God's glory was not present. So I was a stress mess. If that sums it all up, honestly, like I was just stressed, I was overwhelmed, I was frustrated about my path and confused about my purpose. And pretty much as the year went on, month by month, God definitely brought me out of the dark place and stretched me. Like he stretched me further than I could have ever imagined that I could be stretched. Like I'll never forget the day I finally decided to surrender it all to him and stop leaning into my own understanding of how I thought my life should be. And I had an exact prayer. Let me actually pull it up because I had the exact prayer in the day that I just casted that prayer to him. And I'm going to read it to you. So this prayer is from June 28th, 2023. And it is a few days after my 31st birthday. And the prayer starts off like, I give myself to you, Lord. I fully surrender myself to you, Lord. I've realized through conversations with other Christians that I have not fully surrendered myself to God to allow Him to use me. Though I'm scared because of how much control I feel I need to have in my life, I'm ready. I'm tired of trying to do things my way, myself, and lean onto my own understanding. I'm ready to be a servant to the Lord and allow him to guide me in all areas of my life. I give myself to you, Lord. Amen. See, I am a true overthinker, and if I'm being truly honest with myself, I like to be in control. I like to know exactly what's gonna happen, when it's gonna happen, and whenever I assume that responsibility instead of leaving it to God, I get full of worry, anxiety, and stress. And it's not a good look for me at all. Like, it affects how I interact with people, how I interact with my partner, my family, and also how I perceive myself in the path and the journey that I'm on. But after I prayed that prayer and believed the words that I spoke, that's when things started to really change for me for the better. It's one thing to pray a prayer, right? Like you can pray thousands of prayers. It is another thing to pray that prayer and actually believe your word. When you are believing what you're praying, you actually give your words life. And that's when I started to give life to my prayers. So from that point on, things really started to shift for me. I mean, I got engaged early February, and then my community in Boston started to grow slowly. My community is small, but it's very mighty. I got back into my faith. I found alignment in my work. Doors just started to open, and I was able to see clearly God's vision for my life. And I do understand that this is not a religious podcast. I definitely can appreciate everyone's walks of life. Do and believe what you feel is right. But this is my personal story that I wanted to share with you all. And I really do believe that this ties into whatever business or entrepreneurial journey that you're on. How are you keeping yourself grounded through the storm, right? Like when you feel like there is no means to an end, what do you have? What do you believe in? What does your faith look like? Like what's holding you together? And I felt like this year I found that for me. And it wasn't that I lost it at all, it was that it needed to be renewed in me. And I can't think of a better year to do that than this year. Like this year, I deemed it my preparation season. I had no clue what that meant for me, like before I entered this year, but after going through what I've gone through, I understand it so clearly, like so clearly. I was able to part ways with the company that I was freelancing for. And I fully trusted God and then my fiance for support in that journey. It was scary for me because I'm like, okay, I have this source of income and it was my main source of income at the time. And I decided to part ways with them because their values did not align with me. And they gave me an ultimatum. They said, it's either you work 100% for us and stop doing your other businesses. So stop doing your podcast, stop doing your agency, stop doing your work as a content creator and just focus on our company. And y'all, I could not do that. I have to stay true to myself at all times. I don't care what the money looks like. I have to stay true to myself. And that's what I decided to do. But in doing that, in deciding to part ways with that company who wanted to deplete me of self, it allowed me to focus on planning our wedding, pouring into our union, traveling with my partner, and giving time to the areas of my life that I neglected in that role. I leaned heavily into that season and I put boss life down for a little bit to reset and reconnect with myself. Now, did I feel balanced? No, not at all. But did I feel whole in that decision? Absolutely. Yes, 100%. And I say all of this to say that there will be times in your life when you feel off track. There will be times when you feel like you're pouring into certain areas in your life more than others. And that is completely okay. I think coming out of the pandemic, we adapted the idea that balance needed to be maintained in order to live a healthy lifestyle. But sometimes it's the stress of trying to balance it all that leads us to a life that is unhealthy. Let me say that one more time. It's the stress of trying to be balanced, of trying to balance it all that leads us to live an unhealthy life. So, as we come to a close this year, I really do encourage you to check in with yourself and embrace the season that you're in and focus on the areas that are requiring your attention. For me, like, I am in full wife mode, baby. Like, I am adjusting to my role as a new wife, getting our household in order, working like crazy, traveling every month, and I'm focused on rebuilding my business and so much more that I cannot wait to share with you all. I'm in a true rebirth era, and I didn't know what that meant for me, but now it makes complete sense what that will start to mean for me. My rebirth era has not allowed me to be a super present friend or even a consistent online presence. And I'm fully aware of that. My true tribe understands that and has given me space to expand in other areas of my life that truly fill me up. So I'm putting down my days of striving to be this balanced boss and live that lifestyle. And instead, I'm striving to be a mindful boss in 2024 and beyond. Because I found that when you are mindful and intentional, you are able to plant fruitful seeds and truly flourish. So bosses, as always, be well. I am sending you so much love, abundance, happiness, joy, all of the positive words you can think of as you close out this year and truly think about the life that you envision for yourself in 2024. I'm sending you well wishes. I'm sending you positive vibes. And I cannot wait to catch up with you in the next episode. Be well.